Blog Talk Radio.
Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana, your intuitive psychic empath.
Hello everyone, it's Christiana. It looks like there are not too many callers tonight, so I am likely to end the show early this evening. So let's see. Please check out my Facebook page, Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana. Click on the link in the description box. I can give you a much longer reading for a reasonable price, and I have a sliding scale fee. Please pay per minute. However, if you need to negotiate with me, please do so, and I will adjust the price. Feel free to contact me on my page anytime. On today's show, I'm taking callers for free mini readings. Please limit your questions to only one question per person. No health, pregnancy, legal, or time frame questions. Welcome to my show. A little bit about myself. I am mainly intuitive and clairaudient. Clairaudient means that I receive messages from spirits through hearing. Sometimes it's like someone is talking to me, and other times it's an inner voice. My tools of choice are the pendulum, tarot, runes, and oracle cards. I use whatever I'm drawn to pertaining to each client. I've been doing readings for people on and off for the past 11 years. I'm highly accurate, but please keep in mind that I'm not perfect and bound to sometimes get things wrong or make mistakes. I'm also an empath as well and absorb feelings of others and their energy, so I'm able to pick up on your energy just by hearing your voice. I look forward to working with all of you. On today's show, I'm asking for donations. If you have the money to donate and you have a PayPal account, for one question, it's $5, and two questions is, well, let's just keep it to one question per person. So $5. Please make payment prior to the start of the show, or whenever you can. And the link is also in the description box. So today I am probably going to do the show for about 30 minutes. I'm not sure. We'll see where things go. All right. First caller. 860 area code.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. I have one question. I was just wondering if you see me meeting somebody, like a committed partner. I don't have anybody right now.
Okay, let's see. I'm going to get my other deck out. Romance Angels. One second. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, now I can hear you better. What were you saying?
I am using my Romance Angel card.
Okay.
So I'm just going to pull real quick. Sorry for
okay.
Okay, so the cards I'm getting is calling in your soulmate, your prayers, affirmations, and visualizations help bring you together.
Oh.
I've told, I pulled the true love card. This is the romance of a lifetime.
Wow.
And I pulled the wedding card. So this situation involves marriage.
Wow. Do you feel or sense when I'm going to meet this person?
No, I don't. I don't really do time frames. Specific time frames. But I'm also getting that this person is going to be your soulmate, and that there may be children involved.
Okay.
Like, I don't know if you're at that point where you are wanting more children or not, but I did call the children.
I'm sure at my age, it's going to probably be him with the kids. It doesn't surprise me if he would have kids.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and I pulled a card for you before you called.
Okay.
I asked you, just for them to give me a card for you.
Okay.
Because, so I got the Cosmic Egg card. This is from my spirit animal deck. And
okay.
It's talking about completion, harmony, and the infinite within the finite, that was finite.
Okay.
So, it's just saying that you've done a lot, had a lot of self effort, and you've been through a lot. You've worked on improving yourself a lot. This card is saying that a sense of contentment and oneness will spontaneously arise within you, and the veils of your self-limiting beliefs will be lifted.
Right.
So sometimes you might feel like you never get to where you want to get.
Yeah.
Or that you're alone and disconnected from others.
Yes.
But even if you're in... even so, there is interconnectedness in your life. You'll notice moments where there's interconnectedness. And
okay.
It says the cosmic egg is a remedy for the fragmentation of modern life. It's through the power of this card that we are reminded of the cosmic contract written at the beginning. We hold on to life, and life holds on to us. The journey is complete, but it does not end. So it's just like a continuous, circle of this journey. And so it is, like I said at the beginning, it is a sense of completion, harmony, and harmony. So, is there something that you recently have completed in your life?
Yes.
Okay. So that's just confirmation, I think, and the spirit animal coming through for you. On the card, it has a snake wrapped around an egg. So that, to me, intuitively... Excuse me.
Yes.
I also feel like this means the birth of an unveiling of wisdom in your life.
Yes.
Like you,
that makes sense.
Like you're at a point where you're very wise and like you know what you want.
Right. That's right.
So, yeah. So that is
wow. That was amazing because it's like it makes complete sense to me. Endings, beginnings only happen when you have endings. And that makes complete sense. You have to start a new chapter only with another ending. So, yeah, excellent.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
All right, take good care. Thank you.
Okay, take care. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Second caller is calling from the 770 area code.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. I just want to ask about a relationship that I'm currently in with a guy that I've been seeing. What did you see happening with that?
Okay, so basically, where is it going to go, the relationship?
I'm sorry, say that again.
I'm going to pull some cards for you real quick. Okay, so let me know if you can hear me all right, because I have my phone on speakerphone. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so right away I got the codependency card. The addictions are affecting your romantic life. So just as a, I don't know what to call it. It's highly likely that the relationship will not last because of the codependency in the relationship. But, and this is from the cards are the romance angels. So they're saying they want you to know, even though your relationship is probably not going to last as long as you'd hope for, that it's still safe for you to love and to still open your heart to give and receive the highest energy of all. And also that your partner or your future partner is worth waiting for. Divine timing is at work in your love life. One second. I am also pulling another card for you. That it's a little off topic, but it's a spirit animal card.
Okay.
And it is the stingray. One second. Sorry. I got a new deck of cards and I'm still learning what the meanings are. Intuitively, I feel that this card is just saying that you need to get in a position of where you're lining up your chakras and you're clearing away blockages and things that no longer serve you well. Because on the card, it shows a stingray with what looks like multicolored rainbow down the middle of its chest down to the tailbone or where the tail is. So that's what I feel is you should work on chakra meditation and work on clearing your chakras out and raising your vibration. Because I feel like if you raise your vibration more, you'll draw the right person your way.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's your reading for today. Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Take care. Okay, 917 area code. Hello?
Hi. This is Candy. I have a meeting on Monday, and I'm wondering how you see that going.
Okay.
One second.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got the Eight of Fire card that I pulled from my angel deck. And so Eight of Fire, it says events moving at a fast pace, delays are over, many things happening at once. So you're asking about a new job?
A new job, well, that may be in discussion, but it's not about a new job, but I am interested in changing my title within the company. I might bring it up.
Okay, so it's just the cards letting you know that things are going to start to move at a fast pace, the delays are over, and you'll be having many things happening at once. So that's telling you that you're going to basically get to where you want to get. You will get that title or where you want to get. You will reach your goal.
Okay, I also filed a complaint about a coworker, but I don't know her name. And I did go ahead and file the complaint. I don't know if they're going to be able to find out who it is. Do you see that? I wish I knew that woman's name, and I don't. But I did file the complaint.
Yeah, I'm only doing one question.
One question? Okay,
yeah.
Got it. Well, thanks so much. You're wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for doing the show. I'll talk to you another time.
Okay, bye. This area code is also 917-324-7834.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? What is your question for me today, and who's calling?
My name's Ashiel. My question is my career. Do you see any changes coming up?
Good question. Okay, so the cards are telling me that there has been a lot of delays to your, delays and changes to your plans recently.
Yeah.
Maybe you've been getting some news that, or, you know, getting news of stuff that you just don't want to hear about or know about. But not to worry, because I got the Ten of Air card and it's telling me that this is the end of a difficult situation. It's saying embrace the change, expect things to get better now.
Okay.
Oof. And you're asking, I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought. Did you say that you're asking about a new job?
Yeah, my career, you know.
Okay.
Go ahead.
It's saying that you're going to get the job or career that you've been looking for. And it's telling you that when change comes, to embrace the change and expect things to get better for yourself.
Okay. That sounds good. Hopefully it's soon.
Huh?
I say hopefully it's soon. You know what I mean? I've been really waiting for it.
Yeah. It's saying the end of a difficult situation. So whatever's been going on is going to be ending. And basically you're going to reach your goal. You're going to get what you want. I also got the Queen of Water card.
Okay.
Saying tender-hearted, empathetic, patient, loving. It's telling you that the relationships in your life will develop to a new level. Trust your intuition and care for yourself and others. So I can feel, you know, I could tell by hearing your voice that you're very empathetic and compassionate.
Yeah.
And that's a really good thing. So don't lose that. Okay. And I can pull a spirit animal card for you too if you would like. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening. Yeah, please. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were just going to do it. Yes, please.
Okay. So I'm going to pull a spirit animal card for you.
Thank you.
I got the golden egg card. This card is telling me that this opportunity, as far as career that's going to be coming up soon, is a golden opportunity for you. So you should really take advantage of the opportunity.
Amen. Thank you for that. Yeah.
So that is your reading for today.
I just want to clarify one more thing. You said something of the queen of something. So that affects my relationship as well, because you said something about that. I'm single right now.
Oh, the card that's about a relationships? Yeah, it just says you just can continue loving and caring for the people in your life. It's just encouraging you to keep doing that. I can only answer one question. So
no, that was helpful. That was very helpful. So I'm not complaining. wanted to make clear what I heard. You know, it was right.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, though.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Sure.
Put you on hold to listen if you would like. Okay, so the next caller is the 760 area code.
Hi.
Hello. Who is calling?
This is Lynette.
What's your question for me today?
Well, my question is about love. And would love to see what is in the field for me in terms of connecting with my true love.
Okay. One second while I shuffle the cards. So the first card is telling me that you, before you can basically have a really healthy relationship, you need to heal family issues. Your love life benefits as you forgive your parents. That's what the card says. The second card says heart-to-heart conversations. Honestly discuss your feelings with each other. So I'm feeling more that this card, the heart-to-heart conversation, is for the partner that you're going to meet. You will be meeting somebody. Let's see. There will likely be a separation, like a temporary separation. But it says to let your friends help you, so let your loved ones help you, ask for and accept support from others, and give your relationship a chance. Work on your partnership, because it's just going to be, from the way the cards are laid out, it's just going to be a temporary setback. This card is also letting me know that, or not letting me know, but letting you know that you deserve love and you're lovable. Let go of any control issues that you may have in this situation with this new partner that's going to be coming your way. Let go of control issues. And try to keep an open mind with this partner. He'll probably differ from your usual type and expectations. So that was your romance reading, and now I'm going to pull a spirit animal card for you, and I have the otter card. So the otter is telling me automatically I get that you need to be more playful, get out there, meet new people, be more flirtatious and playful. For some reason, I'm hearing Marilyn Monroe. I don't know if that she means anything to you, but basically that kind of essence and that kind of energy, that playfulness, that sexiness that she embodied is what you need to embody in order to really attract someone. But, of course, be yourself at the same time. Don't try to be someone that you're not. So that is
okay.
Your,
can I ask a couple of questions?
I am limiting to one question per person today.
No. About clarifying questions about what you said. I didn't understand what you meant by temporary situation.
Oh. It looks like there will be a separation.
Separation of what?
Well, this partner that you're going to be meeting, you'll be together and you'll separate and then get back together. That's what the cards are telling me. And to give your relationship a chance, even though... Because there's going to be some problems. There's going to be some, probably some arguments and stuff. But it's worth working on the relationship.
Okay. All right. Cancel, clear, delete. Delete, cancel, clear. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. I want everybody to know that I'm not the kind of psychic that's going to tell you what you want to hear. I do care that I am not hurting your feelings or upsetting you, but at the same time, I have to tell you what's in the cards for you.
because I'm going off of what the cards say, and usually they're pretty accurate. But, I mean, it's not always going to be what you want to hear, so I apologize for that. But that's just the way it is. You know, there are some psychics out there that will sugarcoat things for you, but I'm not one of those psychics. Okay, so the next caller, I don't know if I've taken your call yet. 1 second. 917? Have I taken your call?
Yes, you have.
Okay, sorry. Yes. Thank you. I've taken your call, haven't I?
Yes, you did. I don't mind asking another question.
No, maybe next time. 408?
Yeah.
Did I take your call yet?
No.
Okay. Who's calling and what is your question for me today?
Christopher, and I was just wondering how much money am I going to be looking at in the future? Is it going to be billions or multi-millions? I just want to know.
Okay. I'll use my pendulum for this question. Is Christopher going to make, did you say millions or billions?
I said billions or multi-millions.
Okay. Is Christopher going to make billions? Okay. Is Christopher going to make multi-billions?
No, multi-millions.
Multi-millions, I'm sorry.
Either multi-millions or billions. I don't know which one is it. I mean, not that it really matters, but a...
Well, I think
question.
It's going to be... Because I'm feeling that it's going to be the billions.
Oh, my God.
Is that good or bad to you?
Well, that's good. I mean, you know, I always thought more, but I never thought how much more.
Well, I usually don't work with numbers and stuff, but that's what I heard at least was billions. So.
That's incredible.
Yeah, that's impressive. Do you, let's see, would you like a spirit animal card?
Yeah, might as well get whatever we got, you know, I mean.
Okay. So I got the hummingbird card, and what the hummingbird is, like, I'm feeling like you're a person that has a lot of projects, a lot of irons in the fire, and you're kind of, like, going from one to the other, from one to the other, kind of back and forth. So just saying that you have a lot of energy, and you can always call on Hummingbird for that extra boost of energy. That, what's the word I'm looking for? It's not clarity, but that focus. If you need, like, focus on what you're doing, you can call on the hummingbird. I know it's not like a lion or something like that, but I think hummingbirds are great, personally. So that was your reading for today.
Wow.
Yeah. Thank you for calling.
That's amazing. Thank you so much.
I'm just putting you on hold to listen. Let's see. I have two more callers. So each person's going to get about 4 minutes for their reading. So I can get you both in. 561 area code. Hello.
Yes, hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I just want to know if I'll get a new, better job soon.
And your name?
Stasia.
Okay, 1 second. Okay, my pendulum is saying yes. You will get a better job soon. 1 second. And in this job, it's telling me that you're going to feel like you're going to be in the place where you're in charge, or at least like you feel in charge. I'm not sure if it's a management or some kind of leadership position within a company or a business or something, but it's definitely showing me that you're going to be in a position where you feel like you're in charge and like you have some independence. I got the One of Swords with a crown around the top of the sword. So intuitively, that's what I feel that means. And
wow.
I'm going to call a spirit animal card to you, and you got the horse card. So automatically, when I think of a horse, I think of a horse like trotting and running and playing. Be more playful. Set yourself free from any limitations. I feel like you've kind of been trapped in a box for a while. So now's the time to let your head down and kind of like set yourself free. I'm sorry, but I have to get to the next caller. But thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you. That's wonderful.
Next caller, 203 area code.
Hi. Hello, I'm Ebony, and I have one question. Can you tell me if my finances is going to change soon?
Okay.
For the better. Like improve, I guess I should say.
Improve. 1 second. So your question is if your finances would improve, and your name is what again?
Ebony.
Ebony. Well, it's saying career advancement, so that's telling me that yes, I'm hearing that you'll like a raise. I don't feel like it's, let's see. I don't feel like it's going to be a new job. I feel like it's in an advancement within a field that you normally work in. So, yes, to your question, the answer is yes. Your finance
finances will improve.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Would you like a spirit animal card?
Sure.
I got the moth card. And this might sound kind of funny, but you know when you think
okay.
of a moth and how they eat through clothing and stuff?
Yes.
Well, I'm just feeling like you're the type of person that can get through anything. So any kind of a barrier. So that's what I feel like moth means for you. And when you're feeling stuck, you can always call on the moth spirit animal to help you get through a barrier or blockage.
Okay, that was great. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah,
I really appreciate it.
Thanks for calling. Take care. Okay, everybody. I am going to end the show now. I believe I got to everybody. Again, please check out the description box underneath the show title and the slideshow. It'll have a description box. There's a link to me on Facebook. My prices are very reasonable. I will work with you. Say if you only have $10 for like a 20-minute reading, I'll work with you. Very flexible. And also, I'm accepting donations. If you'd like to donate $5 for your question, please click on the paypal.me/Christiana link. Thank you, everybody, for calling. Have a blessed evening. And I will be back on again soon. I was saying that I would have my show every day at 3. But it looks like I'm not going to be able to do that. So let's see. I will be on Blog Talk again Sunday at 8:30 p.m. All right, everybody, take care.